When he heard of the shooting, he and Lieutenant Foley jumped in a jeep, drove to the site, got Grant on a stretcher, and roared off for the regimental aid station. The doctor there was a disgrace, unshaven, unkempt, wearing a badly stained shirt. He took a quick look at Grant and said there was no hope. "Bullshit," said Spears, who put Grant back on the stretcher and roared off again, this time for Saalfelden. Spears had heard there were some German specialists there. One of them was a brain specialist from Berlin. He operated immediately and saved Grant's life. Word of the shooting flashed through the billets. E Company went out en masse to find the culprit. He was found trying to rape an Austrian girl in Zell am See. He was a recent replacement in Company I. To the expressed disgust of many of the men, he was brought back to Company HQ alive. He almost wished he hadn't been. Half the company was milling around him, threatening, kicking, swearing vengeance. Before anything more serious happened, Captain Spears came rushing in straight from the hospital. "Where's the weapon?" Spears shouted at the prisoner. "What weapon?" Spears pulled his pistol, reversed his grip to hold it by the barrel, and hit the man right in the temple with the butt. He started screaming, "When you talk to an officer, you say, sir," and hit him again. The GI slumped into a chair, stunned. Private Hack Hansen from Grant's 2nd Platoon and close buddy came running in. He whipped out his pistol. "You son of a bitch," he cursed. "I've killed better men than you." He put the pistol right in the man's face. Four men grabbed Hansen from behind and tried to pull him away, shouting that death was too good for such a coward, but he pulled the trigger. The pistol misfired. "You ought to have seen the look of that guy," Gordon Carson remarked. They beat him unconscious, then carried him to the regimental guardhouse and turned him over to the provost sergeant. When he revived, the provost sergeant beat him until the blood ran. Sink came to Company HQ. He strode in and asked Sergeant Carson, "Where's Spears?"
"Up on the 2nd floor, sir."
Sink went up and got the facts from Spears. It took the better part of an hour. Sink left and Spears came down.
"How'd it go?" Carson asked.
"Pretty rough."
"Well, what did he say?"
"He said I should have shot the son of a bitch."
That he did not is remarkable. One explanation I got from a number of men was that Spears must have had some doubt that the arrested man was the right man.
When I asked Spears about this, he replied, "As to the Sergeant Grant shooting, you have it right. There must have been doubt in my mind because summary action never troubled me." But I wonder if there was not another factor at work. Spears was not the only man who had a chance to shoot the coward.